We're holding a number of events across Donegal, 8 in total, some of them for job seekers, some of them for employers. We've reformed our service totally, where the new intro offices now are to assist people to get back into employment, to work with case officers to make sure if there's gaps in their experience or gaps in their CVs or they need additional training, that help and service will be there through the intro service. And what we're also want to do is work with employers across Donegal to tell them about the supports and services that are there for employers to take on extra employees. And one of the great successes in the Donegal area has been Job Plus, where 135 employers are working with the department, and so far they've recruited 192 employees, and we're helping those employers with a subvention of between 7,500 and 10,000 euros a week if they employ people from the live register that have been unemployed for over a year.
The big concern has been in recent times that instead of seeing job creation and real work being created, what we're seeing are internships, we're seeing JobBridge, we're seeing programs like that. Are we moving to a point where what is actually on offer is jobs that pay a proper wage and allow people to get back into the workplace?
I am indeed. We're moving now back to nearly 2 million people employed in the economy, 130,000 jobs net that has been provided across the nation, and those are real jobs. They're not schemes, they're not CE schemes, they're not Job Bridge, and that's why I was explaining the Job Plus helps employers to move that little bit earlier to employ somebody. So we're hoping to be able to work with employers in the Donegal area where if they're seeing a little bit of that recovery, that they may consider employing someone that little bit earlier with the assistance of the Department of Social Protection. And that's one of the big efforts we're doing during Job Bridge, is to help and support employers. We're also talking to young people that might want to start up their own companies and explain to them how we can help them with subvention. They might want to create a job for themselves, and then that may create another job for someone else. So there is opportunities opening up.